Second Chronicles, chapter 1. King Solomon, the son of David, was now in complete control of his kingdom, because the Lord God had blessed him and made him a powerful king. At that time, the sacred tent that Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the desert was still kept at Gibeon, and in front of the tent was the bronze altar that Bezalel had made. One day Solomon told the people of Israel, the army commanders, the officials, and the family leaders, to go with him to the place of worship at Gibeon, even though his father, King David, had already moved the sacred chest from Kiriath-Jearim to the tent that he had set up for it in Jerusalem. Solomon and the others went to Gibeon to worship the Lord, and there at the bronze altar Solomon offered 1,000 animals as sacrifices to please the Lord. God appeared to Solomon that night in a dream and said,
"Solomon, ask for anything you want, and I will give it to you."
Solomon answered, "Lord God, you were always loyal to my father David, and now you have made me king of Israel. I am supposed to rule these people, but there are as many of them as there are specks of dust on the ground. So keep the promise you made to my father, and make me wise. Give me the knowledge I'll need to be the king of this great nation of yours." God replied,
"Solomon, you could have asked me to make you rich or famous, or to let you live a long time. Or you could have asked for your enemies to be destroyed. Instead, you asked for wisdom and knowledge to rule my people. So I will make you wise and intelligent. But I will also make you richer and more famous than any king before or after you."
Solomon then left Gibeon and returned to Jerusalem, the capital city of Israel. Solomon had a force of 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horses that he kept in Jerusalem and other towns. While Solomon was king of Israel, there was silver and gold everywhere in Jerusalem, and cedar was as common as ordinary sycamore trees in the foothills. Solomon's merchants bought his horses and chariots in the regions of Musrai and Kui. They paid about 15 pounds of silver for a chariot and almost 4 pounds of silver for a horse. They also sold horses and chariots to the Hittite and Syrian kings.